From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in almost 90 years has knocked out power across the entire island of 3.4 million people. The hurricane had maximum sustained winds of about 185 kilometers per hour. It destroyed hundreds of homes and caused heavy flooding. Forecasters said the storm could again become a major hurricane by Thursday. The storm has left at least 9 people dead across the Caribbean. The governor of Puerto Rico imposed a curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. daily until Saturday to allow rescue crews and officials to respond to the hurricane's aftermath. Despite its downgrade, Maria will remain a dangerous major hurricane as it approaches the Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas on Thursday and Friday. Rescue workers searched Wednesday in Mexico City and in nearby states in hopes of finding survivors of a magnitude 7.1 earthquake that killed at least 225 people and collapsed dozens of buildings. The Interior Minister of the country said Mexican armed forces and police will continue working until they exhaust all possibilities of finding more people alive. Civilians joined search and rescue teams shortly after the earthquake struck on Tuesday. They used heavy machinery and their bare hands to remove piles of rubble. President Enrique Nieto said of the people still collapsed in collapsed buildings, every minute counts to save lives. This is VOA News. President Trump spoke with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in New York Wednesday. He said achieving peace between the Israelis and Palestinians may be the, quote, toughest deal of all.
We're at a very important juncture. There's a small period of time, and we're going to see what we can do. There can be no promises, obviously. So many people have talked about it, and it's never happened. But we are fighting very hard. We are trying very hard. We're all getting along together well. We'll see if we can do it. And if we do it, it would be a great, great legacy for everybody.
U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has asked the White House to release several records and email correspondence related to actions taken by President Trump since assuming office. Trump's attorneys have said they plan to comply with the request. Mueller is leading the investigation into possible Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. His request appears to indicate a broadening of the investigation to include the possibility that Trump himself tried to obstruct an FBI probe into the Russian interference. Kenya's Supreme Court released a ruling Wednesday explaining why it nullified the August presidential election. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
The roads around Kenya's Supreme Court were cordoned off Wednesday, and police dispersed protesters from the ruling and opposition parties who had gathered outside. Inside, justices spent more than 7 hours explaining why they ruled that results of the country's August 8th presidential election would be nullified. Justice Philomena Mwilu was one of three justices to explain why she voted in favor of the petition, filed by Raila Odinga's opposition coalition, which challenged incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta's win.
We find that the 2017 presidential election was not conducted in accordance with the principles laid down in the Constitution and the written law on elections, in that it was neither transparent nor verifiable. On that ground alone, and on the basis of the interpretation we have given to Section 83 of the Elections Act, we have no choice but to nullify it.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said on Wednesday that about 50 refugees now living in two detention centers will soon be resettled into the United States. He told a television interviewer that they're heading to the U.S. within the next several weeks. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.